Blog Talk Radio.
Across the country and around the world, streaming live on the internet, it's Real Estate Coaching Radio, bringing you the latest news, interviews, and secrets of the top producers. Hosted by award-winning real estate coaches, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back to Real Estate Coaching Radio. It's, of course, your only source on the internet for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action, make you money in this new real estate recovery. And my lovely co-host and 23-year wife, how am I supposed to say that?
Veteran,
how do you reframe that, Julie?
Yeah.
My wife.
I'm with you. I'm on.
Okay, that's all right. So I'll just skip
good.
That. We'll just move on, right? So no Julie is on. So welcome to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Julie, you've been on coaching calls all day, and obviously I have too. That's the reason my brain's a little fried.
Yep, me too, a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
We're giving it all we've got. I hope you guys appreciate it.
Yeah, I hope they do too. You know, the topic today is one of those topics that once people get it, it really does change their outlook on their business.
I love it. Yep.
Yeah, me too. It's probably, guys, I gave it a bold title for today's radio show, but I mean it. It is the number one lead generator for realtors that there is in our industry, full stop. And the best thing about it, it's super cheap. You know what? Let's skip our normal preamble so we can get right to our content. How about that?
Sure, because there's a lot to it.
That's right. So, guys, what if there was a way that for free – you could generate an almost endless supply of buyer leads, right? You're interested. Now I got your attention, don't I? So what if there's a way you could also do the same thing with listing leads? Now you're really paying attention, especially those of you who have your head screwed on straight, knowing that you have to become listing agents. So there is, and I'm going to give you the web address right now. And it's only $37 a month, and the first 30 days is free. So really there's no reason for not all of you to do this immediately. Go to 1-800-HOMEHOTLINE.com, 1-800-HOMEHOTLINE.com. Now, I'm going to kind of tell you a story about how this works and then how 1-800-HOMEHOTLINE works, and then we'll then give you the mechanics of how to make it work for you. So here's a story, and this is a true story. In our own real estate career, now we haven't sold real estate for about a decade, and we sold real estate for about 10 years, 100 to 200 homes per year, in case you guys are new to the radio show, you don't know that maybe a lot of you guys I know are seeking information from real estate coaches who have actually been there, done that, and we certainly have, and you can research that more on your own. So we sold real estate 100 to 200 homes a year for about a decade, been coaching now for actually about 10 years as well, full time. So when selling real estate, I remember standing in our kitchen in New Albany, Ohio, and I remember this is back when people wore pagers. This was back in all the way into the early 2000s, it was not unusual for you to have a cell phone and an actual pager. So my little pager went off, and I noticed, I looked down at the pager, and it was telling me that somebody was calling on one of our most, a prospective buyer was calling from the internet on one of our most expensive listings that we had at the time, which was, I think, $850,000 or $950,000, something like that, which in Columbus, Ohio, let me tell you, that was an unusual price range. Most of the listings in Columbus, Ohio are right around $200,000 in this particular market of New Albany, Ohio. Julie and I moved out there, so we obviously could have more expensive transactions. So we get this page. It tells me the person is calling. I look down. I see the number. They're calling from out of state. They're calling from out of state about an expensive house. It was about 7 o'clock, and I even think it was on a Friday, if I'm remembering correctly. And so this is what I did. I called them back immediately, and I'm going to kind of do my best recollection of how the conversation went so you guys can understand the power of this system. So I called them back, and I'm going to role play it, and I'm going to do both sides of it. So I'm going to be myself, and I'm also going to be the prospective buyer. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, this is Tim Harris with ABC Realty. As a courtesy, when people call our 800 number, we like to give them a quick call back to see if they had any questions about the home they called about. So this prospective buyer, he was, like I said, out of state. Actually, now I even remember, he was relocating from Florida. And he said, yes, you know what, I just remembered his name. How strange is that? His first name was Randy. And he said, yes, I'm calling about the house you have listed at whatever street it was for whatever price. And I said, okay, well, that is a terrific property. We're certainly getting a lot of interest in that one. Let me check in the computer to make sure that it was still for sale. By the way, this is Tim. With whom am I speaking? Oh, this is Randy. Nice to meet you. Excellent, Randy. So I see you're calling from out of state. Do you have a property to sell? A property to sell before you purchase this next one? No, I don't. Okay, great. So I see the property is still available, and then I went into the qualification process of finding out his motivation. From that one call of me returning that lead back immediately, that was the key, the urgency in returning the call and calling him back immediately. From that one lead, I think we sold 6 houses all within that same price range, because not only did he buy a house, but 2 of his executives that he was bringing were buying houses. Then we ended up, you know, one of them double-ended one of the listings that we had. You guys get the idea. It was basically like dominoes, one thing after another. Now, why did that happen? Because we had an 800 number that attracted the callers. So what about this 800 number in particular is different than the one that you're calling? Here it is. So when you guys run ads now, and you have your signs and yards now, and you do all the other things that you're already doing to generate leads, what do most of you do? You'll list your web address, you'll list your email address, you'll list your cell phone, your office phone number, you'll list all these different contact points, none of which the buyer really cares about. Why? Because the buyer has been trained to go to the internet and get information so that they don't have to come in contact with you. In other words, the buyer believes that they don't have to speak with realtors. They're going to gather information before they speak with realtors. So that is the process that most buyers go through, especially like the one I just described, the relocating buyers. So by sending them to the 800 number, now why did he call the 800 number versus just following the typical buyer behavior like I just described? Because it said in the ad, let's say, or maybe it was on a sign, or, you know, maybe he found it on realtor.com or whatever, it said, you know, for free 24-hour recorded info on this house, call this number and hit this extension. Now, that is the secret sauce that what I just described to you, is that little sign writer, if it's on your sign, blurb in your ad, blurb in your internet ad, blurb even in your direct mail piece, will get more calls and more responses than if they are being asked to contact you directly. Why? Because people would prefer just to get the information that they're after and not have to speak directly with you. Don't be offended. You think and act the same way. So the reality of it is he called the 800 number, and what happened next, walking you guys through all this, modeling it out for you, is I called him back immediately. That's the other secret part of making this work. First of all, you've got to make sure that you've got the very basic information when they call. You do the recordings. So he was able to call in, listen for information about this house, and then it didn't give him the price, it gave him a price range. So what do I mean by that? I know I'm kind of covering a lot of points, but those of you who are experienced as listing agents and you're not using this, I know your eyes are opening and your jaws are dropping and you're realizing that, holy crap, this is very powerful. On the recording itself, with a very brief description, and then it gave a price range. Price ranges are better than prices for the sake of generating leads for a whole multitude of reasons, but the biggest one being is if you do a price adjustment, you don't then have to change the price on all of your ads, or in this case, your audio recordings. So the way we would run ranges is, say, for example, a 200 to 230 would be low 200s, 230 to 260 would be mid 200s, and say 260 to 300 would be upper 200s. You guys get the idea. So he wanted to know the price, and he wanted to know if it's still available. I was then able to give him that information and then generate the lead. Why did he choose to do business with us? Because we called him back immediately. So we've discussed this on other radio shows, and I'm going to remind all of you. There has been many, many, many studies done, and it all have pointed to the same conclusion, that people will work with the first salesperson that they meet, or in this particular example, the first salesperson that calls them back. The secret to winning in real estate or any kind of sales, more than knowing your scripts, more than having a high level of product knowledge, more than just about anything else, is lead follow-up. So to make 800 Home Hotline work, for you to be really successful in this industry, you have to call the leads back immediately. When you do, you blow them away. What's the experience, the typical experience a consumer has when dealing with folks in the real estate industry or any industry right now that involves salespeople? Crappy. That's the answer. They don't get calls back. When they get calls back, the people are, you know, not informed. They don't know what the heck's going on. But when you employ the 800 Home Hotline and you put it on the sign writer on your signs that says for free 24-hour recorded information on this house, you know, please call 800-555-1212. When you put that on all your ads and everything, you, for every one call you normally would have gotten into your, say, for example, your office line, you'll get 10. It is that powerful. Now, I'm going to model it out the other way. Let's say this is not a relo buyer. Let's say this is a local buyer. Same thing happens. Standing in the kitchen, pager goes off, call them back, see if it's the local number. The system also tells you what extension they're dialing. In other words, you know what house they're calling about, and you call them back, and you do a slight modification to the script. And you guys get all these scripts for free as part of that 800 home hotline system, by the way. So ring, ring, hello. Hi, this is Tim Harris with ABC Realty. As a courtesy, when people call our 800 number, we like to give them a quick call back to see if they have any questions about the home they called about. And while I was calling just to see what the current price is on that property and see if it's still available. Oh, I see you're calling about 123 Elm Street. That's an excellent property. A lot of folks are interested in that one. By the way, this is Tim, with whom I'm speaking. Well, nice to meet you, Bill. By the way, Bill, which home in the neighborhood are you thinking about selling? Or which home in the neighborhood are you considering selling? Aha. Then you go into the rest of the script. But, Julie, why did I ask that question there? What's the power of interjecting that question at that point in the script?
They're not expecting you to ask it at that point in the script, and they're not expecting you to ask it in that way. So you're always going to get the straight answer from them. And some
That's
people
it.
Say, well, you know, if they're relocating or this or that. Well, if they're relo or if they're renting, they'll just tell you that. One way or the other, you're going to get the answer. Or they're going to say, well, you know, I've had my house on the market. It's about to expire, or I'm thinking about getting it for sale. That's why I was checking on this price. You know, you kind of cut to it a lot faster that way.
So all the calls you get, a majority of the calls you get when you put a sign in the yard, remember I told you guys this, especially those of you who are our coaching students, a majority of the calls you get initially are going to be the neighbors. They're going to be the neighbors checking the price. They're going to be the neighbors just, you know, just being nosy. That's what neighbors are.
Yeah, well, so, I always call that the seller lead in buyer lead clothing because everybody thinks that sign calls are always buyer calls.
Well,
but at least, what,
though,
you know, 30 to 50% of the time, especially early on, right, when the sign goes up, it's the neighbors checking the price. Why do they do that? Well, not just for fun. They're considering getting their house on the market, and they're checking what's going on.
And, I, you know, guys, I can give you story after story after story how this system literally generated us over our careers millions of dollars in commissions. And the essence of it is that you're essentially getting to that lead the quickest in a manner in which they basically already said they want to be communicated with in this particular example, the phone. And, you know, tomorrow we're going to talk about how to use this on listing appointments. But just for the sake of this conversation for generating buyer leads, this is an incredibly powerful tool. Now, some of you don't have listings. That's fine. Borrow listings from other agents in your office. Isn't that essentially what you're doing anyway when you buy buyer leads? Aren't you borrowing the leads that are supposed to be coming from another agent's listing? Isn't that what Zillow and Trulia and maybe Realtor.com actually do? You're buying buyer leads that are generated off somebody else's listing. So go to an agent in your office, go directly, and say, listen, would you mind if I put a sign writer in your yard? Now, they probably won't want you putting it on their sign. That's fine. Well, maybe they will. Ask. And then maybe even agree to pay them a referral fee for every lead that comes off that sign that closes. Do whatever it takes to build momentum. So the simplest way to obviously integrate this into your own marketing right away is just to order the system. It's 30 days for free. It's $37. So just go check it out, 800homehotline.com. And then order the sign writers and put them as the most prominent thing on your sign. Now, prominence is something depending on your state that you're going to have to understand. But the bottom line is if I look at your for sale sign, if I see a cell phone, an office number, a broker number, all these QWR, QR code, if I see then the 800 number, it's a big confusing, jumbling mess, and you're not going to get any leads from it. Versus if I see your sign and at the very, very top, and the brightest color red you can find the sign company to print for you. Corrugated plastic signs are fine. They're cheap. You know, at the top, if it says, and this is the text, and I see some of you order this system, and then you change the text. Why would you do this? Stop worrying about how you think it looks or how you think it should read, and just copy what we ask you to do. I mean, there's an old saying that says, a smart person learns from his mistakes, a brilliant person learns from the mistakes of others. So when you hire a coach or you're paying for information, do yourself a favor and use it. So at the top of the sign for free 24-hour recorded info on this house, call 1-800-555-1212, hit extension whatever. Now, if you do, again, some of you are going to be better off if you order freestanding corrugated plastic signs, the cheap kind with two little stakes, and then you can put that beside your for sale sign. If you already have these big clustery looking for sale signs with all these phone numbers and all this crap on it, well, opposed to spending the money and ordering new ones, just buy some cheap corrugated plastic double-sided signs and put the 800 number with the extension on both sides. You will be stunned and amazed by the calls you get. Julie, you've had numerous private coaching clients of yours employ this system to great success. Do you have any stories come to mind?
Yeah, well, they, you know, it's funny because they're always amazed when they, the first several times they do this, because they hear that typically the same answer: you're the only one that was there to answer my questions. You know, I called three other signs and I keep on hitting voicemail. Nobody's there. Nobody can answer what I need. You know, they're always kind of taken aback for a second and then pleasantly surprised. The script that we teach as a courtesy when someone calls in one of my homes for sale, I like to give them a quick call back, see what questions I can answer for them. That script works. And here's the thing. To your point about the listing leads, right, a lot of agents are up to their eyeballs in buyer leads right now, and they're kind of blowing off their sign calls. Well, stop thinking of it that way. A lot of these calls are either buyers who also have something to sell, or they're sellers who have already bought. It's opportunity everywhere. It's a nice problem to have, having too many, quote, too many leads. I'm not sure that that's really a sentence that makes sense to me, too many leads, right? But you can always refer once you get surrounded by so much opportunity. You can refer, you can hire a buyer agent, you can just simply be busy yourself for a while and have a great rockin' several months, right? If not the best year ever. So, you know, here's the thing, Tim. I've always thought that this system was outrageously inexpensive for what it does. And I don't often say, God, I'd pay a lot more for that if I had to. I don't know if I say that very often, you know?
Well, they can check it out, and they can check out the competitors, Arch Telecom. There's another one called ProQuest. You guys should check them all out and compare the prices, and, you know, you'll come to your own conclusions. But we don't need to talk about that, Julie. The system sells itself. So, you know,
well, exactly, but here's the thing. Some of these guys have tried those other ways, but they haven't had any coaching on it. They don't know exactly how to implement and deploy and take advantage of it.
Well, you know, when I do get somebody like that that's requesting a free coaching call, and maybe we should take a quick commercial break here, but, you know, when I get somebody who said, when I'm asking them, you know, especially somebody who's had listings before and they've tried one of the other companies before, I always ask them the same questions. Okay, let's do a role play. Let me hear your scripts. And then, of course, they don't have any. And then I say, well, how long does it typically take for you to call people back? And their answer is, well, I usually call them back the same day. Well, so basically you're violating the two very tenets of making a system like this work. So we're going to take a very short commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to tell you some more lead generation ideas and how you can employ 1-800-HOME hotline immediately to make you money immediately. That's another thing nice about this, guys. It does not take long to get into action for you. So we'll come back in about a minute.
Is coaching right for you? And how can I guarantee it will work for me? Chances are you are asking yourself those questions right now. I'll answer those critical questions for you in just a moment. But first, let's be honest about something you may have always suspected. You've probably always known that the nation's top 1% of realtors, you know, those millionaire agents you see on TV, they possess a secret knowledge that the other 99% of agents do not have. Where did they learn what they know? And more importantly, how did they learn how to put this closely guarded information into money-making action? It's simple. They have a coach. Not just any coach. The nation's Mega Millions top 1% of the realtors know that in order to maintain their almost unfair advantage, that they must have their own personal coach. A proven, market-tested coach who has truly walked in their shoes, a coach who has worked with many of the nation's leading agents. At this point, you're probably ready to maybe try coaching. However, you don't want to be unfairly locked into a long-term ball and chain that coaching contracts can give you. It just makes sense that you should be able to try it before you buy it. Even more importantly, you want to have a coach who is the best of the best. Not someone who is simply assigned to you, or even worse, has never sold real estate. Can you imagine? If this is you, I have something for you right now that is exactly what you have been looking for. For the next 48 hours, Tim and Julie Harris Real Estate Coaching is offering you a free coaching call. This is a real coaching call with a real Tim and Julie Harris coach. Now, while you are thinking about it, why don't you visit us online at freecoachingcallsforagents.com to get started. Once again, that is freecoachingcallsforagents.com. Now, let's be clear. This exclusive coaching opportunity is only available for the first 50 realtors who are stone cold serious about their real estate business and know that in order to succeed at the highest level, they must hire a coach. So don't wait any longer. Take action now and visit us again at freecoachingcallsforagents.com to schedule your free coaching call. Again, that's freecoachingcallsforagents.com. Thanks so much. See y'all soon.
Okay, we are back. It always makes me laugh when I hear Rochelle there because she's talking about seeing you all soon and yet we're on the radio. But it's okay. I still like it. It's a fun ad. So, Julie, let's talk more about 800 Home Hotline. So we obviously have a lot of guys that are getting agents that are getting back in the real estate business, who haven't been in the real estate business for a while, and they have a lot of interesting challenges ahead of them, obviously, and learning how this industry is working and learning how what they can do to maximize their possibilities of success in real estate. So 800 Home Hotline, guys, is the simplest and easiest way for you to generate leads immediately. Oh, by the way, the least expensive, too. So if you're doing an open house this weekend, if you're doing any kind of anything this weekend and you want to attract more people to you, the best way to do it is definitely 800 Home Hotline. Whatever ads you're running, whatever anything you're doing, instead of having them call you directly, instead of having them go to a website, instead of having them do any of the things that you've been having them do, have them call your 800 Home Hotline number. Why? Because for every one person that wants to speak with you directly, there'll be 10 that would just assume hear the information that they're after and not have to speak with you at all. Don't take it offensively. That is just how people behave. So, Julie, in this particular example, we've had some longtime graduate coaching clients or one-on-ones that we've personally coached that have been reluctant to employ this system and have then since employed it and obviously experienced a lot of really immediate growth. So your typical experience with one of your, you know, great coaching students, once they get the sign writers on the signs, how long does it take for them to start making money from this system?
Like, I don't know, maybe 24 hours, depending on how popular the listing is, you know? I mean,
seriously, yeah.
Instantaneously would be my first answer.
And, you know, the funny thing is that the thing that they always say after they employ it is they're like, okay, well, I can stop spending money on this lead generation thing.
Right.
I can stop
exactly.
doing that lead generation scene. And the thing that they all say they're going to stop doing is buying buyer leads. You know, it is amazing to me, truthfully, that agents are so willing to buy buyer leads from Zillow and Trulia and all the rest of it. But I guess it makes sense because no one's really educating you guys on how to generate your own buyer leads. And, you know, here's a little confession. When we first got in the real estate business, we went to the agents in our office and did, hey, guess what, exactly what we're suggesting that you do. We needed to have some, you know, we wanted to run some local ads and do some things like that, and we made the same mistake that all of you do. We had them ask them to call our office, ask them to, you know, go into our mailbox, to call our cell phones, and it didn't work. And then we started employing this same technology. Now, this is, you know, this is a while ago. It didn't work quite as well as it does now. But the gist of it is, as soon as we started directing them all to call our 800 number, the number of leads we got just went through the roof. And this is really, the funny part is, this is really at the same time, this was years and years before Zillow or Trulia were even, you know, those made-up words were even made up. And Realtor.com was just getting started. And so back then, you could put your 800 number on Realtor.com on the ads on
right.
you know, on
that was
Realtor.com.
Great.
And man, did that ever work well.
Yeah,
but even if you're
awesome.
Doing, if you're doing any kind of what we call institutional advertising, where you're mailing postcards listed and sold and things of that nature, don't have them call you directly. Instead, make the call to action on the postcard. You know, ask if it's a listed or, I'm sorry, if it's a just sold. Why don't you just go ahead and have them call the 800 number for information about the prices of other homes sold in the area? Why don't you maybe have them call the 800 number so they can get a free report on what they can do to maximize the sales, the proceeds from their sale of their home, you know, this spring and summer? I mean, guys, think about this, all the different ways that you can use it. It's really any place and every place that you're directing a consumer to contact you, send them all through 800 home hotline. Now, mm-hmm. is an 800 home hotline lead, Julie, better than, say, an internet lead, and why?
Absolutely, yes. It's more targeted. It's more direct. They're out there looking either at something you've sent them in print or something they found in print, or the best ones are always the sign calls. These are active, motivated, many times pre-approved buyers and, as we've said, sellers. So, you know, sometimes, Tim, I'll hear, but I've got the QR code on my sign. Well, guess what?
Well, we don't
anything
hear that,
that
much anymore, but yeah.
Anything that adds
yeah.
a step is bad, okay? Anything that adds them having to register or all these elaborate ways of funneling them into your drip system and all this kind of stuff. The 800 number calls tend to be the more motivated, the more active, yes. and further along with their financing for the most part. Now, do you occasionally have a Yahoo calling? Yeah, but far less frequently than the people who type in Mickey Mouse on your internet stuff. You know, so, I mean, it's much more direct. It's almost like sometimes I feel like agents are kind of hiding out from their leads and trying to trick them into pursuing them, which I would call reverse prospecting. That's not really how it's supposed to go. You're supposed to be paid to pay to provide a service. So I find anything that takes the fewest steps between you and someone who wants to buy or sell a house tends to work a lot better. The conversion ratio of that is so much better than internet leads. It shouldn't even be, they shouldn't even both be called leads.
Well, I mean, Julie, talk about basically the power of being able to call somebody back versus emailing somebody back.
Well, first of all, if I call you, I know I either have you or I have your voicemail. If I send your email, you could be in spam, you could be in trash, they never open it. I have no reason to believe that I'm communicating with you. It just makes me feel better that I attempted to get in touch with you, right? So I for sure know that I've got something. I for sure have the advantage because I'm talking to you direct. And as I said before, they always say the same thing. Oh, my gosh, is this a real person? Can I really get my questions answered? Why, yes, it's my pleasure to answer the questions you have about the home you're calling on. They're like flabbergasted. And
well,
I think that that's gotten even more extreme with all these complicated methods we have now. But go ahead.
So you're bringing up an interesting point, Julie. So there's like a pendulum that's going on right now in our industry. And the pendulum has swung too far to the passive. In other words,
right.
it's all this passive stuff that we're doing, and that's the reason that actual working the phones has become more powerful because so few people are doing it. So most of you actually believe that Facebooking and doing all these other passive lead generation mm-hmm. things will be what you have to get good at to be successful in real estate long term. You believe that, but it's simply not true. And what proof? Go ask the top producing agent in your office, heck, in your state, what their principal most important tool is in their real estate business. You know what it'll be? Their phone, maybe even their cell phone. Why? Because they know that nothing's more powerful than a well-prepared, scripted, organized call. That's how they make their money. That's how you have to make your money. So all this passive stuff, the Facebooking, the tweeting, the Instagramming, all the emailing and the drip systems and all this stuff, this is what the industry is actually starting to believe agents should be doing to generate business, whereas there's this, you know, mega agent, this top 1% of all the agents, that they know that as more agents migrate towards the passive, they get better and more aggressive with their lead follow-up. They're going to make all the money for the reasons that we've been explaining to you on this call. Guys, at the end of the day, it's the person who gets the lead first. Even if you aren't that good at your scripts, even if you really aren't that good of a salesperson.
Yeah, being there is important.
It's like the most important thing. So you are mm-hmm. there. You know, that's the reason, again, we definitely suggest that all of you, especially if you're at the very beginning stages of your career or you're trying to rekindle your career, go do an open house. Go do an open house on a phenomenal listing that you know is going to be in demand, that's going to be easy access. Listen to our past radio shows on doing that. But do an open house. Go knocking on doors, giving flyers to the neighbors prior to the open house, inviting them to the open house an hour early so you're going to have a neighbors-only preview. Do all mm-hmm. that stuff. And also, on the rider, why don't you put a 800 number ad for more information about the house that you actually are holding open today and thus generating some potential seller leads. Guys, this is how it works. It works when you work. You cannot be passive. Well, if you're going to be passive and buy your buyer leads and be passive and email people and be passive and wait around for a lead to show up in your email or your voicemail. The question you have to ask yourself is, at what point can you no longer afford to wait? And is that what's going to have to happen before you actually take the idea of being a proactive agent seriously? Is that how long it's going to take? Is that the level of pain that you're choosing to inflict upon yourself before you actually take being a proactive agent seriously? I want you guys to consider that. So go to 800 Home Hotline, check it out, decide if it's for you. It should be for everyone. And then employ it. It's free
for
30 days.
Well, Tim, we've only touched on about 10% of what it can do. We didn't talk about how to use it as a killer listing appointment tool.
Tomorrow.
Good.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, honestly, guys, the buyer's end of this is only half as interesting as how you could use it as a listing tool. And obviously our focus here is, showing you guys how to be killer listing agents. So tomorrow's radio show I'm really excited about because we get to tell you how to use it on a listing appointment, which is a hell of a lot of fun, especially when you do it well. It'll make you so confident that you go pounding on every for sale by owner, or as we like to say, unrepresented seller's door that you can possibly come across, because you know you're going to have something that's really going to blow them away. So we'll talk with you and share with you that information on tomorrow's radio show. In the meantime, have a fantastic rest of your day.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.